This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
Hello and welcome to Audioscope. Well, it's coming up to Christmas, and Christmas time means, unfortunately, Christmas presents or Christmas shopping. But what kind of pieces of technology would be good for a blind or vision impaired person this Christmas? I'm joined in studio by Tony Murray and Brian Dalton and a few pieces of technology that might be good Christmas presents, both from members of VIX. So what have you brought in, lads?
We've got two cool gadgets here this evening. We've got an accessible MP3 player, which speaks out album tracks and albums. And we've got a Nokia N70, which is running Talks, which basically reads the information that's on the screen.
Brian, is the MP3 player your own?
It is indeed, Bethan, yeah.
I wanted an MP3 player for a while, and I didn't realise that there were accessible versions available. Can you demonstrate how it works?
Yeah, basically, the MP3 is called an iRiver H340.
A what?
An iRiver H340.
I think you're going to have to spell that to me, yeah.
Grant. It runs a piece of software called Rockbox, which wasn't actually developed for blind and visually impaired people. It's actually developed for people driving around in their cars. Obviously, they can't be looking at the screen, so they're relying on voice output as we are. So we kind of jumped on the bandwagon and said, we'll grab hold of that. And it works with a certain variety of MP3 players. And the great thing about the software is it's absolutely free, but the MP3 player isn't, unfortunately. That's quite pricey.
So what kind of MP3 players, if I wanted to get it for somebody I know who I happen to know, a blind or vision impaired person who wants an MP3 player for Christmas, as well as if anyone who wants to buy me an MP3 player for Christmas is listening, what kind of, you have to buy the MP3 player and then you get the software?
There's a place actually in Dublin, it's called Back from the Future, and they sell the latest model of the MP3 player that works with Rockbox called the iAudio, and they will actually install the software for you. So if you call them up, tell them you're interested in the player, they will actually install the software for you. So when you buy it, you can take it out of the box, or when you get it from your loved one or whatever, you can take it out of the box, yeah, and it'll work for you. It'll speak all the menus.
Where did you say that was?
It's a place called Back from the Future. It's on Anger Street in Dublin, and I'll give out the number at the end of the show, perhaps.
Great.
And they've got a demo model in there as well, so if your listeners want to go in there and check it out, they can do that.
And if there are people around the country who aren't going to get to Dublin to do their Christmas shopping, are there a variety of MP3 players that you can use the software on?
It will work with some versions of the iPod, and as I say, it'll work with the iAudio. But what we're going to do is we're going to do a page on the VIX website. So I'll do kind of an FAQ section, kind of frequently asked questions and answers.
So what does this sort of the MP3 player actually look like? What is it?
It's rectangular in shape. On the front, it's got two buttons to the left, which is basically your play button and your stop button. In the middle, it's got a arrow button, which is your up, down, left and right. And on the right-hand side, it's got your record button and it's also got your menu button. So it's fairly simple
interface. How big is it?
It would be...
Can I have a look at it?
You can't, do you?
Pass it over here.
Probably the size of a packet of cigarettes.
Via Tony.
There you go.
Oops, and I know we've got it connected to some speakers.
Yeah, we've got it connected.
Yeah.
So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is. And I can feel, is it a screen I can feel as well?
Yeah, there's a screen on the front.
Okay, and then there's the
buttons. If you run your hand up the top, then you've got your headphone jacks.
We've got the speakers
attached. They plug into your headphone socket so you can listen to it at home. But when you're on the bus, you stick in a set of headphones and listen away.
Okay, I'll pass that back to you.
So I'll come it up.
There's a cable that's not plugged into it, is that right?
Yeah, that's okay.
That's good. So you get the software. If we go into this one particular place, we can get the software installed on it.
Yeah.
What does it sound like if I took it out of the box, what would it be like?
The beauty about it is you can actually listen to exactly what you want when you want to hear it. So we'll just have a listen. Second.
One-way ticket to hell and back.
Okay, so what I'm doing now is I'm in a folder and I'm browsing through the various albums that I have on here. So I'm going to up arrow, so I'm just going to push the up arrow button. Second.
Live at the Olympia, Damien Dempsey.
Okay, so that's Damien Dempsey. So if I don't want to listen to
him...
This is my choice. God love you all.
What kind of things did you have on yours, Tony?
Well,
pretty similar sort of stuff. Definitely a bit of Frank, you know, you can't...
Can't beat a bit of Frank.
Have you got a bit of Frank on yours?
I've got a bit of Frank here.
Go on, give us a blast.
Give it in. Okay, let's go. So again, to select that album, I just push the middle of the arrow button in.
New York.
And the album is called New York, New York. So I want to...
Oh, one theme from New York.
So
I want
to play that, New York, New York.
Great song.
All we do is we push the button in. And there you have it.
So New York, New York can be going on the back in the background. Do you use MP3 players, Tony?
Yeah, I don't have the luxury of an accessible one at the moment, but like you, Bethan, I know Santa Claus is coming pretty soon, so hopefully...
And is it difficult for you to access ones that aren't accessible or that don't have this particular software on it?
Yeah, well, when I was sort of looking around for mine, I did a little bit of research and sort of checked out a few different people's players and I tried to come up with something that, you know, what was kind of usable just by counting key presses and sort of with an easy menu system. So I kind of found one which I can use and kind of access, but a lot of it is kind of guesswork, you know, because I've got something like, I don't know, many hundred albums on there, so when you're trying to find a particular song, you'd have a bit of trouble. But you know, you can listen to your own music, but yeah, it's not as good as the accessible one, obviously.
And the accessible one would mean if it came accessible out of the box, you can then start. You need a computer to install things on MP3 players, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Just transfer your music over from the computer to the MP3 player. Pretty basic, simple process, you know.
And is that inaccessible? Is that easy to do? If, like, for example, if I get my accessible MP3 player with this software on it, can I use JAWS on my computer and I might have things on the computer?
When you connect the cable, you get a cable with the MP3 player, which connects it to your PC. So when you want to connect your PC, you just plug one end of the cable into your MP3 player and one end into your PC, and it just kind of comes on like an extra kind of drive on your PC. So you literally copy and paste the music across to your MP3 player. So it's quite easy to do.
So that sounds good. So accessible MP3 players. What kind of price range are we talking about if I went into...
It comes in different sizes. You'd be looking at anything from, say, about 330 up to about 450. Obviously, the dearer you go, the more music you're going to get on to the MP3 player.
They're not cheap Christmas presents,
no,
are they?
No, they certainly are not.
You have to have certainly a very wealthy Santa Claus.
Absolutely.
You've also brought a phone along with you.
Certainly have. It's
Is this your phone as well, Brian?
It's my phone too, yeah. Somebody's very good to me all year.
The gadget king.
it's a Nokia N70, and it's... I suppose it's the latest Nokia that runs talks. You certainly can, Beth.
Look at it.
Pass it across to you.
Oh, it's quite similar to my phone, actually.
Yeah.
It's not... okay, so explain what Talks is. This is a standard, albeit one of the latest.
Yeah.
It's a relatively standard mobile phone.
Certainly is. Thanks, Beth. And it's got Talks installed on it. And the beauty about Vodafone is that they'll actually... sell you the phone with Talks installed. So again, like your MP3 player, it works right out of the box for you. So Talks, what Talks does is it reads the information that's on the screen. So if somebody sends me a text message, I can actually read the text message that's on the screen. And I can also read my list of contacts and phone numbers that are in the phone as well.
What does Talks sound like? Is it, do you find it clear?
It is actually very clear. The beauty about it is it works at different... It works at different speeds as well, so you can slow it down. I'm actually just going to slow it down a little bit. Second.
Volume is one, so you've got it quite quiet.
Yeah, I always kind of keep it quite quiet, because probably just as well nobody else can hear my text messages on the bus. But again, as you can hear now, I'm just increasing the volume on it. And I'm just going to slow it down a little bit, because again, I read quite fast.
I think that sounds like what I would do with my phone as well. Tony, do you use a mobile phone with Talks?
Yeah, I do indeed. Now I've got the older version of the phone, but same version of Talks. So you know, I couldn't be without it at this stage.
Can you get Talks if the Christmas present isn't necessarily a mobile phone? It's more being able to read text messages. Can you get any mobile phone, or do you have to have particular types?
No, there are certain types of mobile phone that you can install Talks on. It's basically whatever operating system is running on the phone.
And so what kind of mobile phone do you need?
Mostly Nokias, as far as I know. Off the top of my head, you've got the 6680, which is the one I have. You've got the N70 that Brian has. You've got the 6630.
6600.
Here's my one. What kind of phone do you happen to recognise that by touch?
That would be the same as mine. It's a 6680.
Okay.
Cool phone. Well done, Bethan. You're just like me.
Good choice of phone. Yeah. Have I gone up in street cred because of the
Absolutely. Yeah. You're much cooler now, in my opinion. But yeah, that's 6680 and N70. They're the kind of ones to have at the moment.
Somebody said that you need a phone that's with what's called a Symbian operating system.
Symbian operating system,
right, yeah.
That is, so if somebody went into a shop and said, I need a phone that I want to use,
the best thing to say to Vodafone is, because they don't really know it by talks, but if you tell them you're looking for the speaking phone,
yeah,
that they'll know it by that.
Okay.
I have to say now, I mean, we went in to get an accessible mobile phone there during the year, and the guys in the Vodafone shop, like, they knew more about it than we did. They were brilliant. You know, they know the whole story about it.
So. I must admit, when I got that, when I needed another mobile phone for work, which I might go right down in your estimation again now, and I could get it off, I've actually got it off the shelf talking away.
Yeah, exactly.
Which really is incredible and was incredible. And it's the way things should go, because I'm sure talking phones are useful, like you said about the MP3 player earlier on, Brian, that initially the software is designed for universal access. It's designed for people who can't look at the screen at a particular time.
Exactly.
And I would imagine that a talking phone would be useful for somebody who wants to access their texts while the phone is in hands-free kit as they're driving.
That's how Vodafone pitched it initially. I think their accessible phones were for people driving and checking their text messages and stuff, you know, hands-free.
What other kind of Christmas presents might be good from a technology kind of a thing? Are there other things on the market that you'd have liked to have brought today, or that are available that would be interesting?
There's a company, they're actually based out of New Zealand, but they've got offices in the UK, and they have all sorts of cool things like GPS systems, Braille notes, which are PDAs but with Braille output, actual Braille displays which you connect to your PC, which act like a screen. So instead of like having a speech output, you have Braille output under your fingers, you know, stuff like this. So there's a lot of really good stuff happening. Humanware are quite a cool company. They develop a lot of sort of technology that you could really, really use. You know, that's pretty portable and pretty.
What kind of technology?
Well, I mean, you've got your Braille displays. You've got this. You've got this thing called a tracker, which is a GPS system. So what you basically do is you strap a tiny little GPS receiver to your shoulder, and you get audio feedback on exactly where you're going through GPS, you know, as you would with a sort of a car nav system and stuff like that, you know. So it's really, really cool stuff, you know.
That would be really interesting to try out, wouldn't it? Have either of you ever tried that?
Tried it,
yeah, certainly have.
It's impressive, you know.
Certainly have.
And what's it actually like when you're using it?
It's actually really good. What you can do is, as well, you can set up like a point of interest. So let's say you wanted to mark a particular bus stop. Well, you stand at that bus stop, mark it as a point of interest, and then as you move from that bus stop, it will tell you how far you are away from it. You can also plan out routes as well. So let's say you want to go from, I don't know, here maybe to the RDS or whatever. You can plan that route out and it'll tell you exactly what way to go.
And does it do all of the country, or is it, are there
concentrates mainly
areas
on the big cities, kind of Dublin, Cork, Galway. It worked well in Galway, actually.
And what kind of price range are these kinds of things? Are they still expensive Santas?
Pretty expensive Santa, yeah, like a Celtic Tiger kind of Santa or something. But yeah, I mean, it can be quite pricey, but there's quite a few sort of grants and stuff available as well, which you can avail of, you know, to get this kind of technology. But generally speaking, it is specialised technology, so it's quite expensive.
Okay, so we have. We have our MP3 player, which I would like for Christmas. We have talking phones. Prices of talking phones vary on the phone, vary on your options.
It's similar. It's off the shelf kind of prices for everyone. You know, it's consumer price. It does no real upcharge for the talks installation, as far as I know.
Great. GPS systems, and then Braille note takers and things like that. They're the main ones.
Yeah, I mean, Braille note takers are big money, because Braille displays have always been, and, you know, probably will be for quite a while, expensive piece of technology, you know. I think they charge it by the dot. So it's like, if you've got a 40-cell Braille display, that's, you know, 46s. Yeah. And charge per dot, which is quite expensive.
Thank you both very much for coming in and giving us some ideas of technology for Christmas.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you.
If you want information about the accessible MP3 player, you can contact that shop that Brian told us about, Back from the Future. They have a Dublin number, and that's 01-475-7177. That's it for this week. Thank you very much to Tony Murray and Brian Dalton, and let's hope that Santa brings all those pieces of technology. That's it for this week. Goodbye.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio 1. For more details of our podcasts, visit rte.ie/radio1.